please help me welcome the Kelso High Jazz All-Stars with Dimitri Matheny. All-Star Quartet from Kelso High School's Jazz Band with Dimitri Matheny featured on Flugelhorn, their mentor. And Dimitri's got some gigs I wanted to mention. He's at Pecola Centers in North Bend tonight, the Cellar Door in Port Townsend Saturday, Anacortes Public Library Sunday afternoon. All those gigs with singer Holly Pyle. And he'll be leading his Jazz Noir group at the Camino Center on Camino Island next Wednesday night. But let's talk about Kelso High School's Jazz Band. Their band director, Daniel Hartley, is here with us today. He's in his third year teaching at the school. Daniel, you grew up in the Tri-Cities area, and I wonder what you can tell us about the small-town jazz program in Kelso.
Sure. Well, when we got there 3 years ago, it was a traditional jazz band meeting before school, and we didn't even have a full group. And now, 3 years later, we have a full jazz band that meets during the day, 20 students. We have a second jazz band that meets after school, and we have this combo that's doing their own thing on their own time.
It's fantastic. You were also saying that the kids get a chance to go out and play around town in combos, right?
Yeah, we try to do about two combo nights a year throughout, you know, coffee shops in town, and we have every student in the full jazz band do at least one combo tune. And then this group here has done their own gigs on their own time at other events.
Fantastic. They sound great. Dimitri, what was your experience working with these kids? Did they meet your expectations?
Absolutely. It was an absolute pleasure. These guys, they did all these arrangements themselves. When I showed up, they had already worked everything out and they were ready to go. And we were just able to work on nuances and phrasing and that sort of thing. So fantastic. It's been a real pleasure.
Excellent. We're going to bring our bass player up to the microphone. Isaac Ford, I wanted to ask you about some of the tips you got working with Dimitri Matheny. What did you learn from this experience?
Something really cool I learned from Dimitri was the rhythm section can make it interesting. So even during long saxophone solos or, you know, solos in general, between the drummer and bassist, it's really easy to, you know, go into double time for maybe a measure just to kind of fool the audience and wake them up. That was a huge thing I learned from him.
And fantastic. And we'll bring our dual musician, Ian, up to the microphone. He's played clarinet on that last piece. We're going to hear his pianistics on the next tune. Now, jazz is a lot of fun, and I wonder if there's other styles of music that you play and how that might influence the jazz you're playing, Ian.
So all of us love jazz and everything, and we all play classical. We just went to State up in Ellensburg, and I think that all influences our jazz playing because we get to learn all the techniques and get to mess around with them.
Yeah, excellent. That's what it's all about, messing around. And we're going to mess around a little bit next without their mentor, Dimitri Matheny, who's going to have a seat and enjoy a beautiful ballad from the All-Star Quartet at Kelso High School's Jazz Band. Take it away, fellas.
Thank you.
That's about the nicest version of Angel Eyes I've heard in a long time, fellas. That was just great. It's the All-Star Quartet from Kelso High School's jazz band. Their mentor, Dimitri Matheny, will be joining them on their third tune in just a moment. But that was something else. With Ian McTammany at the piano, Brendan Kaczynski guitar, Isaac Ford bass, and Kyle Torgerson drums. Outstanding, guys. Dimitri, I was thinking you're based down in Centralia now. This band in Kelso, hour north of Portland and a little ways from Seattle. Can you tell us about, I was just thinking, jazz shouldn't be confined to the cities. When you can't find other players to play with, what's a good way to keep working on your jazz?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, it's been my experience that there are great players everywhere. And, you know, I travel quite a bit. I'm on the road 200 nights a year. And a lot of the times you play in these little towns and you'll go to the cafe in the afternoon. And someone will say, hey, you going to the concert tonight? And you say, what concert? And they go, I don't know, some jazz guy. you know. And you find out that one of the great advantages to playing and to working in a smaller town is that you get to know people and there's a sense of community. And so if there are musicians in your community, chances are they want to get together and they want to learn together and they want to work on stuff. And I found some fantastic musical experiences in smaller areas, for sure.
Yeah. I'd like to bring our guitar player up to the microphone. Brendan, that was a scorching solo on that last tune. Nice work.
Beautiful.
Tell us about the opportunities to see and play live jazz around the Kelso area. Are you able to do that around town, or do you have to make a long drive to do it?
Well, Kelso, Longview doesn't really have too much. So you can drive down to Portland and Vancouver. There's lots of jazz clubs. In Vancouver, they have the jazz festival down there every year. And then there's always little places, and maybe in Longview, that you can see some players, like little combos like us, in play. So,
and what do you think about getting out and playing? Do you think you're able to learn more about jazz when you're able to play out live?
Yeah, you can definitely work to your environment and play different. Like, if you hear something that's different than what you're usual, you can change to your environment and work better.
Fantastic tip. And from the youngest member of the band to the eldest member of the band, we're going to bring up the one senior in this crew, which makes me think, look out, essentially, Ellington competition for Kelso High School next year and in the years to come. Kyle, on the drums, tell us about working in a combo versus playing in the big band that you have at school. It's really two different machines for a drummer, right?
Yeah, it's very different. I really love working with these guys because it's a way different feel with combos than it is with big band. There's a lot more freedom, and my dad kind of got me into music, mm-hmm. and so him and I would jam out a lot. Hi, Dad. So working with these guys, it feels natural, and it's really cool. And big band, there's freedom as well, but I don't know, something about combos is just, it's really great.
Now, you are, as I said, the one senior in this group, and graduation's about a month away. Do you have plans after high school to continue to pursue music, and how would that reveal itself?
Yeah, I really want to continue with jazz. I'll be attending Clark College, and they have a really great jazz program there, so I'm excited to go up there and check it out and hopefully play.
Do you feel like you're pointing towards a career as a performer or a teacher, or maybe a little bit of both?
A little bit of both. I love teaching. I give lessons at the high school, and I love performing as well.
We are really enjoying the performance from the band today, and we've got time for one more song. It's the Kelso High School All-Star Quartet with Dimitri Matheny, featured on flugelhorn. Take it away, fellas. Thank you.
Thank you.